They're hard-hitting. We tell the facts. People for years didn't want to talk about the famine in Ireland. We tell the facts. People don't want to talk about immigration, and we tell the facts on that. Presently in Ireland, you have 50,000 people immigrating every year, which is a lot of people from a small country. And then the Aran Islands, we tell, it was a journal that was written by John Millington Synge while he lived on the island, and he talked about the people and their way of life, and he talks about how they survived and how some of them lost their lives on the Aran Islands and the harshness of it. They're dramatic performances. Songs in them as well, a lot of songs in Hunger and in Immigration Road, and a lot of them would be old Irish songs.
What do you hope Iowans take away from the experience?
What I would hope that people would take from them is a knowledge of what Ireland was like down through the centuries. Certainly a knowledge of what Ireland was like before the Great Famine and after the Great Famine, right up to the present day. What the island life was like, how the islanders lived. How they lived, how they fished. That's what I would hope people would take away. Yesterday evening we did a performance for a group from New York, and they were all very excited afterwards and just said we learned so much about Irish history.
What connections do you think might be drawn between Ireland and Iowa?
There were huge numbers of Irish immigrated to Iowa, and I think a lot of Irish immigrated to Canada, to Newfoundland and Canada, and then some of them came directly south as well and ended up in Iowa. I think people will have, when they hear the pieces, I think they will have a connection, they'll have a feeling for the country. That's what we're trying to get across, the feeling for Ireland, the emotional feelings of the people.
So people can expect to hear dramatic performances and music, of course, yes. The history.
We have had people crying in the audiences. People will feel that they will be moved by what they hear.